Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Inside Wrestling for July 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Nate. We are going to be looking at AEW Dynamite or AEW Collision. What is the company's number one show? And let me bring in, I think we got Julian, Ashley, and Chris. Let me bring them all in. What's going on?
Yo.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Ashley? Julian, what's up?
Best in the world.
So, yeah, you guys have all jumped in, like, all at the same time. That's cool. So, yeah, we're going to be looking at it. I'm going to go around the table, basically, talking about AEW Dynamite and AEW Collision. We'll start with Julian, since he popped in first on the top. What are your thoughts? What do you think is AEW's number one show, Collision or Dynamite?
I'm actually really enjoying Dynamite right now. I think MJF, Adam Cole, the storyline is actually magnificent, and we got to give praise to the fact that MJF is playing this up really well with overall Adam Cole, baby. And also, you give credit to Collision, how much course they've been trying to pick up with Dynamite as of late, but I got to give the upper hand to Dynamite at the end.
Yeah, definitely. Ashley, what are your thoughts? What do you think is the number one show for AEW, Dynamite or Collision?
Dynamite.
Dynamite? Wow. Okay. Why do you think Dynamite's number one?
You know why, Nate.
What, because your boyfriend, Hook?
Yep.
That's why, huh? Okay. Chris, what are your thoughts? What do you, overall, Dynamite or
Collision?
Yeah.
I've been enjoying Collision more lately just because I grew up on Saturday wrestling. I know you did too.
Yeah.
Like the vibes stuff.
You know,
it reminds me of Saturday Night, WCW Saturday Night, or Shotgun Saturday Night, Live Wire Saturday Night main event. Also, I just like how in Collision everything is slower. They let stuff breathe. Mm. It's not like bam, 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 bam like Dynamite is every week. So. I'm kind of enjoying Collision more. There's more direction there.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I really love about Collision is right at the beginning where they had that little background music playing and they had, like, the intros of the matches coming up tonight with the guys talking or whatever, the women talking about their matches. It gives that old Saturday Night Main Event feel back in the day, WWF used to always do, when they had Saturday Night Main Event. I like that over what Dynamite does. Dynamite's a good show. I mean, you know, they put on some good shows, good matches and stuff. It just, I don't know, it just seems that me Collision just has something just a little extra, the feel. I don't know if it's the setting, the setup, but I definitely enjoy Collision more. It seems like it runs smoother, like a full 2 hours goes a little bit quicker, and it's not a lot of huff and puff. It's all mostly action, not a lot of backstage stuff. So I get the edge to Collision, but both shows are good. And I'm really hoping in the future they do something like Collision versus Dynamite pay-per-view. I know Warner Brothers wants AEW to expand their pay-per-view schedule, so maybe we'll see something next year. Well, possibly like a show versus show kind of type pay-per-view in the future. I think that would be kind of interesting and cool. Coming off of Collision last night, CM Punk basically pulls out the belt. Who's the real world champion? The only thing I didn't like about that, they didn't have the video distortion of the title. I wanted them to do the old Ric Flair when he came in with the world heavyweight title in WWF. I wanted some video distortion, but other than that, it was cool. So now, and it is kind of cool too, since MJF really doesn't defend the title a lot. having Punk defended on Collision makes it like kind of like must see. And then like a couple hours after they uploaded the clips on YouTube, I was looking up the number one video for Collision, and it was CM Punk's segment. So say what you want about Punk, he is still the top, he's a top draw for the company, and at least on YouTube, because I think his video when he debuted is still the number one video all time for AEW. So, but like I said, both shows are good. We'll see where they go with this real world title. It's kind of cool that they're going to have Ricky Steamboat as a special guest enforcer. We'll see where they go. I'm really hoping, since now they're talking about having Jericho versus Ospreay at All In, they actually do CM Punk and FTR versus the Young Bucks and Omega. But I don't know if they're going to go with that. They'll probably go with MJF versus Punk. But they could save that for the Chicago show, which would be kind of cool if MJF can win over Punk in Chicago. So if they can save it for the week later, that'd be kind of cool, too.
I'll just put it this way. FTR Young Bucks would be a plummeting match, considering the styles involved and the styles we already saw involved take place already between the two.
Yeah, but I mean, you can put FTR against anybody and they can wrestle and put good matches. You put them against the Lucha Brothers, it'll be a good match. You put them against the Young Bucks, it'll be a good match. You can put them against the Gun Brothers and put them in a good match. You know, FTR, I don't know what, like, it was crazy. That crowd in Hartford really was, like, shitting on FTR. And I'm like, these guys are putting on fucking banger matches. They just had one, like, 2 weeks ago for an hour with Switchblade and Juice Robinson. So I'm like, what the fuck do you want these guys to do? Yeah, they seem like kind of like boring, bland, but I've said that from the start. They remind me of Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, the Brainbusters. They just go out there, kick ass, and get paid. And they're not there to show off, do high-flying moves and shit like that. So, I mean, I like FTR. They're good. They're definitely the top two, three tag teams in the world, you know. I would love to see if the Usos could leave WWE and fight them. That would be a dream matchup, or if they can have a cross pay-per-view. I think the Usos versus FTR would be kind of cool to see. But, Ashley, what are your thoughts about FTR, CM Punk, All In, pay-per-view in England?
I like that. I'm going to actually try to watch that, because that's the only movie that I'm going to try to watch.
Yeah, you better get like a fucking Chromebook and steal it or something. Fuck Apple. You know, go to Hooters or something. Isn't there like a showcase? I think there's like a movie theater around where you live. I think like in Waterbury, they're showing the pay-per-view usually. I forgot what cinema.
I got so much money this month, so I'm going to order it.
Yeah. It's like $20, $25, I think, the movie theater charges. So, yeah, try to find a movie theater. Because I know there's one in your area. I think it's Torrington or Waterbury I saw, because I looked it up. And they actually show the AEW pay-per-view. So I definitely check it out. It's gonna be. The only thing is, it's going to be like in the afternoon. I think it's going to be like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon because of the time difference. But so, Chris, what are your thoughts about the whole build for All In? I mean, these guys didn't even have one match yet, but they sold like 80,000 tickets. Once they get a card going, I think they're going to sell out the rest.
Yeah, they definitely got to start building a card soon. But when you're doing something for the first time, the novelty of never seeing before is kind of the draw, you know. So
yeah.
WWF was like that back in the day, like old school WWF. They would announce like maybe one or two big matches for the live event, and the rest was just whatever. It'll just take care of itself. So FTR wants to work with those Aussie Open guys. They're pretty popular over there in the UK.
Okay.
So that's a possibility. I'm not really sure exactly what Kenny's going to do. I know he talked about Ibushi will probably be there, probably a tag match or something. In a perfect world, you know, we get Punk and Kenny, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So.
No, I think we eventually get Kenny and Omega, but it'll probably be next year or something. You know, save it for like the Las Vegas show or something, Double or Nothing. I would save it for that. But anyways, it doesn't matter. You can just put any kind of matches on there, and you're still going to have 87,000 fans. That's just crazy that they even announced, like, one match. But the thing is like, the week later, they have to come back to Chicago. So hopefully they can put two back-to-back good shows.
The funny thing to me – sorry to interrupt you. The funny thing to me is the fact that suddenly after all these years, after all this time – WWE is finally trying to make a play for WrestleMania in the UK, and it's like, huh, interesting. You guys could have did that in the 90s. You could have did that in the 2000s. You could have did that in the 2010s. Like, they literally had, like, 30-plus years. But now, all of a sudden, finally, you're like, oh, we're going to do WrestleMania in the UK. Huh, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I wonder
why. TK should do next.
I quite wonder why WWE and all these other professional wrestling promotions haven't tapped into other international markets over the years, besides the UK.
Yeah.
We're tapping too much into the UK. When look at the UFC, for example, has tapped into Brazil, the UK, Australia. I mean, we need to tap into more markets, I believe, in my opinion, estimated opinion.
Exactly. And then it opens up more viewers, more buy rates. You just can't rely on like one source of money. You gotta go to, you gotta expand your business, you know, global.
Here's what I do if I'm TK, just to prove my point and to prove my theory. If I'm TK, I talk to Ghetto and I set up Forbidden Door for Japan next year, because I know Kenny's been fighting for AEW to go to Japan. I want to see what. Watch this. If I'm TK, I tell Ghetto, yo, let's do Forbidden Door next year and the Tokyo Dome in Japan. And I guarantee you all of a sudden you're going to hear about, oh, WWE Live Tour to Japan coming this winter, coming this – you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, we got Sandman on board. What's up, man?
What's going on? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right.
What are your thoughts? What do you think is AEW's number one show, Dynamite or Collision, looking at both shows?
Well, I would say Dynamite by default because, you know, I mean, it's been around longer. We can't just be a question because, yeah, Collision is good right now, but they're only, like, what, 8 episodes in, about to be? So you can't just say, oh, it's just a show. They never been through the mud yet.
Yeah, but don't you like the feel of Collision, especially like at the beginning where they have the guys talking about their matches? It's got that music playing in the background, and it has that old like Saturday Night Main Event kind of feel. I don't know. I just give like them the edge over WWE, and I think I'm not WWE. Dynamite. And then the way the show runs, it just runs more smoothly than Dynamite to me. You know, Dynamite's still a good show. I'm not going to shit on Dynamite, but it just, to me, it seems like Collision's just definitely not booked by Coke Boy. You know, he's got help booking this show. So
is Rampage still on the air?
I think so, yeah, 10 o'clock. I really don't watch it because I'm at work, and then we got the show on Fridays on YouTube,
yeah,
Sandman show.
I thought that show was gone for a while until they brought in Collision.
Yeah, yeah.
It was starting to find next, I believe.
Yeah, Rampage is still there. I was actually watching some of it last night. So to use an analogy, so to speak, for old school wrestling fans, Dynamite is like Raw, and Collision is SmackDown. So you got shows with A-listers and B-listers, and Rampage is basically becoming like or Jacked or Cue Your Jobber 1 Hour Main Event show or whatever. So Rampage is mostly full of like C-listers, Ring of Honor people, stuff like that. My only real criticism to Rampage is like, okay, like even if you go back in the day, if you watch like Sunday Night Heat or Velocity or, you know, those C-level shows, yeah, like those shows are just there for like squash matches, enhancement talent, and like new people. But every now and then, though, you would have, like, the occasional B-lister make an appearance every now and then, you know? So they gotta do something to make Rampage a little more exciting. Like, every now and then, why not have a big title match on Rampage? They don't do that, you know? Like, that, for instance, you could have, like, say, like, that really cool, like, Darby had a good match with Suzuki last night on Collision. Why not do that for Rampage? You know, like give Rampage a special attraction every now and then. You ain't got to do it every week, but it's basically just C-listers and Ring of Honor people. So if you don't care about Ring of Honor, then there's really no reason to watch it, really. So
you gotta have like that hook match to like get you to watch the show, you know, something to lure you in. Yeah, well, nice name, WWF Jack. Fucking Patterson probably came up with that name or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Why did they build Cesaro Neville the next day after Ring of Honor pay-per-view? I don't understand that when they could have done it prior in training jersey. Where,
yeah.
Well,
they just want to get through that match, basically, the blood and guts, and then, you know, that's usually what happens, too, like a split or a fuse developed within a match. So that's what you, that's like old school booking. So you usually get that. But, Neville is good. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
What I do, since there's already, like, too many titles anyway, Jack Perry, you know, he took the FTW title off a hook. The FTW title was an unofficial belt anyway. I would make that, like, the feud of Rampage, you know, because you know they're going to do Hook and Jack Perry again in some rematch or something. Let them cook on Rampage, you know, because there's no real feuds on Rampage. Rampage just has matches. There's no story. You got to give something, you know. What if Rampage, here's an idea. What if they do Jack Perry versus Hook in a cage match, but make it Rampage? That'll be all right. You know, that gives you a reason to watch. I'm just spinning something, throwing something at the wall, anything, you know.
Yeah, Ashley, you would like that, right? Seeing Hook all bloodied up and shit in a cage, rage in a cage. Right?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea because, like I said, it does seem like Rampage is just matches and matches, like. Like, there's no story. They just see matches. So, yeah, having a feud or something like that, especially off a show like a Dynamite or a Collision, that's a good idea. Man, might as well get fans to tune in. I think the one aspect that might hurt Rampage a little bit is not being live. I like watching live. I hate watching stuff that's pre-taped. And plus, you know, like, the nowadays with the Internet, you have to avoid the Internet for spoilers. If you can avoid the spoilers, it's fine. But it's kind of hard. Nowadays.
Yeah,
I mean,
they had this thing where it was like, they had this thing where Rampage was like live every other week or something in the beginning, but now it's mostly taped. I agree with you. In wrestling, live shows are always better because the illusion of anything can happen on live television is always going to be more exciting than watching taped shit. That was TNA's problem. TNA was too many, when they were trying to get bigger, too many of their impacts were taped. People would just go on DQ or whatever and just read spoilers and call it a day.
It's funny because I kind of feel like Impact today is a TNA weekly pay-per-view. You buy $149 for the weekly TV show on YouTube, and there you have it.
Yeah, there you go. So, Julian, I want to talk to you about we'll switch gears to WWE WrestleMania 40. What's going on? Big plans for WrestleMania 40? I know, Sandman, you're talking about maybe getting a group going to WrestleMania 40 in Philly next year.
Yeah, definitely. Like, hopefully, give me 1 second, babe. Hopefully, you know, it comes into fruition. Like, basically, the idea was everybody just, you know, build a pot, and we have, you know, get an Airbnb in Philly for WrestleMania 40. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what happens. Because, you know, the tickets don't go on sale until, like, next year.
August, I think.
Oh, really? This is an idea. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be kind of cool. Right. I know, Julian, you're from near Philly, right? You're near Philly, right? Or you're New Jersey. You're pretty close, right?
Yeah, you're close to Philly.
Yeah, you're close to Philly. So, Julian, you were telling me off the air that, you know, you might be able to get backstage. That'd be kind of cool.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Oh, come on! You know, you can let that cat out of the bag. I know you're friends with Kevin Dunn, the Beaver. I know. Okay. So, I mean, what are your plans, Julian? Are you really want to go to WrestleMania 40?
Yeah, if you're down, man.
Yeah, I definitely want to go. That'd be kind of cool. And if we get all of us together somehow and get a big trip going, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, I'm not a WWE guy, but I'll definitely go, especially if they take the title off of that fucking dull-ass champion, Roman Reigns, at Mania.
Oh, hell
that'd be
cool.
That
dude is the boringest champ of all time. I mean, he's worse than Diesel. I mean, come on.
He's a needle mover, sir. He's a needle mover.
The tribal chief. My ass.
You know,
anyway,
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, he moves the needle too. He does. You know,
no,
this whole bro-man type shit is bro. What you call it? Bro-ship? Relationship
bro-man.
With brothers? Yeah, the bromance. Yeah.
Bromance, yeah, MJF.
I'm going to be like...
I was waiting for that fucking super kick last night from Adam Cole. I was just waiting for it. I'm like, come on, let's go. We're going off the air.
I'm going to be like Scotty. I'm going to create a continuity kayfabe storyline where during the day, I'm going to be cool with Roman for some reason. But at night, it's like, fuck him. So I'll be nice today because it's like... It's like, well, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time
whole,
it is.
I get the whole point. Yeah, I get the whole point of booking Roman because you got to book him like months at a time because you're going to run out of opponents, you know?
Hey, Nate, I'll tell you right now, the most nicest person backstage is Seth Rollins, from what I hear.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what they do. Like, I was thinking the other day on Sandman's show, you know who should really take the title off of Roman? Gunther. I would fucking have him. Fuck him. You know, you need the next big star. That guy could be – how old is Gunther? How old is he? Because
I think
he could be the next big guy for them.
I'd like to see him form into a versatile skill set like a Cesaro Gunther.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy is like – he really got himself into shape, and, you know, he's like a lethal killer. I still don't know what the fuck they were doing in that one pay-per-view. What was it, like 2 months ago? They were rolling down the flag like he was like Nazi Germany or something. Who the fuck was – fucking that shit. I was like, what the fuck? Even PW Hustle was like, holy shit.
I just looked it up. Gunther is 35.
35? Okay. Well, he still got time. Yeah. Well, like I said, age shouldn't matter when you got fucking Sting wrestling at 67. So age shouldn't really matter when you got Sting wrestling. But I definitely think Gunther would be the next big guy.
You think about it. LA Knight's 40. Gunther is 35.
Yeah.
I pushed many times for LA Knight to be on top along with Gunther and stuff. I think odds are, if you want to know my opinion, those two, there's a chance. There's a slight chance.
Yeah. I mean, definitely like LA Knight, Gunther, Rollins are your probably top three guys you have to book the next 2 or 3 years if you're WWE going forward. If they drop the ball on either of those guys, they're just totally fucked up. I mean, Rollins is a company man. He's basically like the heel Cena, the company guy. He'll do anything for WWE. But Ashley, what are your thoughts? What do you see for the world title picture of Roman, Gunther, Rollins, Cody in the future? Because you watch Raw and SmackDown.
I fall asleep during it sometimes, so pardon me.
Yeah. I mean, you like Gunther's character? You like Gunther's character?
Yeah, he's okay, but I like Cody the best.
Cody the best? Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't come off as like a cheap politician trying to... Cause he's just got that feel. Like he's definitely running for office when he's done, you know? So.
Yeah.
By the way, you could check out my article, Americanism or whatever, Darwinism, I said on sportsgameus.com. Then that Cody essentially needs to, at this point, slay the beast incarnate like a Seth Rollins in order to, you know, surpass his legacy as being a Rhodes and, you know, officially, I think, cementing at least himself as being a champion as many fans want.
So that's basically you think he's got to defeat Lesnar before he can go for the title. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, build him up. Sam, what are your thoughts? Do you think that's what Cody needs to do? Defeat the Beast and then go for the title?
I thought he was going to go against Bray Wyatt after this dude. Supposedly, that was a rumor out there.
Bray Wyatt? I feel like I saw him at Walmart hanging up on a wall. Where is he? Where's he been? Whatever happened to Howdy Doody? What happened to that guy?
Bro, if I see that fucking bum appear at SummerSlam, you're going to hear the rant of a fucking lifetime. Oh, my God.
He's still making fire from Randy Orton.
Howdy Doody. Jesus Christ. So I guess the big rumor is Rock's going to show up at SummerSlam. Cena maybe show up too, SummerSlam. So I don't know. Julian, what do you think the Rock's going to do if he shows up? Is he going to help Jay win the title? Is he going to try to build up a story with Roman? What do you think The Rock's going to do?
for a second. I didn't even know who Jay was when you said Jay, but you know, Jimmy or Jay,
Jimmy,
you know,
Jay,
honestly, I think any Uso at this point could win the title. Someone was saying it, but any Uso could win. And, you know, if The Rock were to appear, I think he should do a promo session with none other than LA Knight.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, especially when they had that little thing in the past. Sam, what are your thoughts? What do you think they're going to do with The Rock if he shows up?
Yeah, we had spoke about this yesterday on the channel, on the round table, when we was doing the whole Collision watch party.
Okay.
Everybody was saying that he may end up showing up to have a promo battle with this dude, Grayson Waller.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, you know, it would be a little crazy for him to do that if, you know, he had this big main event match for Tribal Combat, and this dude, Rock, don't intervene in any type of way when it comes to that match. I think he might, I think he might intervene with that match. Not, like,
Cost
anybody, but maybe, like, show up at the end of the match or whatever and say something or do something. Because if he's going to show up to SummerSlam, he got to show up for that Tribal Combat in any type of capacity.
You know what I was just thinking? They got to do a ref spot where the ref's knocked out and Rock comes down the aisle and then someone yells out, "Yeah, but whose side is he on? What you talking about?" And I was just watching that yesterday. Hogan's turn. I love that fucking ECW fan in the front. He fucking me.
What's wrong with you? And then catches Jey Uso with the Rock Bottom.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking awesome if they do some shit like that. I could see that happening. What the fuck? You know, he turns on Jay or Jimmy or whatever the fuck. And then, but then they build up a story where he turns on Roman. So then if they're going to build up a match for 40, Rock and Roman, you know. I don't know. I mean, it depends. I mean, maybe Rock could wrestle next year with his writer strike. I don't know what the fuck how long they're going to be out with this writer strike. And that's what I was trying to say, too, on the other show on Friday. Who's writing these shows? Because WWE hires, like, TV writers, soap opera writers. Who's booking it? So they have to have, like, wrestling guys basically writing these shows because these people are on strike. I mean, unless they're not part of that same union, the WWE writers.
Yeah, Sandman and I were talking about the strike thing last night. Yeah, this shit's not anytime soon, bro. We're going to be into the fucking next election, and this strike will still be going.
My God. Fucking Cobra Kai fucking will be like in the nursing home season 6. All the fucking Kreese and all that will be retired in a nursing home by the time we get to the final season Cobra Kai. God damn it.
It's been good, man, but I got to get going.
Okay, man. Yeah, take care.
All right, take care, guys.
Yeah, definitely tune in your show. Yeah, check him out, Sports Kingdom. He covers a lot of baseball, football, basketball. Check him out on YouTube. He's a good guy. He's really planning to go on WrestleMania 40. He was telling me that he can get me backstage at WrestleMania 40. I said, that's cool. Because one guy I'm going for is Vince. Stealing my ideas, you said, motherfucker. I want my check. So anyways, what's going on in New Japan world, Chris? Anything good going on in New Japan?
Not a damn thing.
They're doing the G1 right now, you know, so I'm not watching it actively like I used to, though, so, because I just don't have the stamina to stay up to, like, 3 a.m.
The G1 Climax. What the fuck is that, porno? Was that Pornhub? G1 Climax. But anyways, so, Sandman, what's going on with your show? What we got planned for Tuesday? What are we going to talk about?
Basically, I might do something completely new, like when it comes to next week, Tuesday.
I like the Friday. We should definitely talk about the Dark Side episodes. That's kind of cool. You know, with Bam Bam. I think we should do that more. It's pretty cool.
Friday show definitely puts a lot of traction, and we have built some more traction yesterday or last night. Like, yo, the same dude that does the artwork from JD from New York, he pulled up.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Right. Ain't that crazy? Let's do a Wolfpack
name. Now we just got to get JD on the show. Shit, if we can get JD on the show and Bruce Bliss, I'll fucking orgasm live on the air.
Yo, yo.
I miss that dude.
They're not, I'm saying this dude be watching because I find him so funny. He never did panels from before, right?
Yeah.
But once in your weekend, he had a panel. Who's the girl going to do panels? With the World Council shit. And then after that, now all of a sudden, this dude, Wolfpack Maine, is in the chat?
I'll be right there at the basement.
Come on, son.
Yeah. No, but that'd be
kind of
cool.
Going back to what I was saying, like, yeah, we have the normal show on Tuesday. Wednesday, I want to go live for that because it's the shortest episode of AEW.
Yep.
Definitely got to go live for that. Friday, of course, October Friday. And Saturday, that's a question mark because I don't know if I have to stay in the work. But if I don't have to stay in the work, that's going to be SummerSlam. So, you know, I'll go live for that.
Oh, yeah, SummerSlam Saturday, right? Holy crap, man, it's flying by quick. Wow. So, anyways, yeah, I'll definitely check out SummerSlam. Good, it's in Detroit, right? Yeah, I think it's Detroit. Yeah, be a good show.
Yeah, Detroit. Yep.
But, yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to get going, but, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like I said, I like Collision just a little bit more than Dynamite, but it seems like this Wednesday 200 show, it's not really, like, jam-packed. You think it would have, like, some big fucking huge match or some shit or a world title match or something, even, like, MJF or something or Punk showing up, you know? I don't know. Shit. But anyways, you know. Ashley, thanks for chiming in. You're always more than welcome to join us.
Did you see Collision yesterday? Like, you know, this dude, he did have a real big announcement about him saying that he'd never been pinned. He's the official AEW champion.
No, I know. I like that. Yeah. No, I know. Sam, and I know. I like that with Punk doing that. That's good. You know, especially MJF not defending the title all the time, having Punk doing this. It's good. They have to – it seems like Punk's got to right the wrong. Remember when Punk fucking won the belt from Cena at Money in the Bank? He should have been defending that title at indie shows and this and that and having WWE guys chasing after him the title. That could have been some fucking great TV. That's what Punk's got to do with this AEW title. Fucking start defending in Ring of Honor, go to another fucking indie show, defend it there. It'd be kind of cool, must-see TV if Punk does that. But the Summer of Punk should have been.
He's too old to be doing that. Like, he can't do that shit.
No, I know, but like on a lighter, scale, you know, not every week, but once a month or something like that. But yeah, they got to try to write the shit when he fucked up back in 2012.
Have him go to Impact and fight Alex Shelley.
Oh yeah, and then they can pay Punk with hot dogs and Pepsi because they don't have a fucking payroll. But anyway,
I think the one, I mean, I'm not a fan of the whole brand thing. I've never been a fan of the brand stuff. You know, this is a soft brand split sort of, but if I can give one positive, since they're rarely going to cross promote, like you're really going to see Punk on Dynamite, and it sounds like we'll never see the Elite or people close to the Elite on Collision. Because of that, if they actually do a cross brand show, it probably will pop a number if it's on TV. Or if it'll be a pay-per-view, it'll probably, you know, do a big buy rate because nobody gives a shit about the brand stuff in WWE because WWE doesn't give a fuck about it. So that's why every time they do a brand split or a draft, like, I don't care. You know, like, we just fucking saw the Judgment Day, like, on Raw, NXT, Smack. Like, they don't care. Like, there's no whatever. So that if there's one pro I can give it when the eventual – because at some point, Punk will have to show up on Dynamite. Like, if he beats MJF and becomes a champion, he just can't – you can't have a champion that's only on Collision. At some point, you'll have to show up on Dynamite. And at some point, whether they want to or not, the Bucks, Kenny, Hangman, and a few others, they'll have to show up on Collision. And so when that happens, it'll be a big deal, you know. It'll be a big number. Or if they don't do a crossover on TV and it's a pay-per-view, like remember that one pay-per-view WWE had back in the day? They did it twice, never did it again. It was called Bragging Rights. It was supposed to be like the replacement for Survivor Series, but nobody gave a shit because people were appearing on both shows every week anyway. So that's really the only positive I can give about this brand stuff, but. Overall, though, I've never really been a fan of the brand concept in general, regardless of the company. I just feel like it's confusing. Yeah. I feel like that there should just be – I'm old school. You know, I I know it wasn't a good time for the WWF, but, like, 95, 96, that's always what I think of when I think wrestling because it was simple. One world title, one secondary title, one tag title. That's it. Keep it simple, to the point. I don't like this two secondary belts, two world title belts, two tag team title belts. Like, no. But, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's got to have their participation trophy. So, you know.
Exactly. Speaking of, before we go, I just want to say popping a number. This fucking ass clown, Bully Ray, said if he showed up on Dynamite, he could pop a million viewers. That dude fucking laid himself on a table after taking a twist of fate. He couldn't pop a fucking number in a phone booth. But anyways, fuck
that guy.
I can't stand that fucking guy, man. He has no opinion that matters because dude fucking laid himself on a table on TV.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. He did make a point with the whole Bray Wyatt comment.
Well, what do you say about Bray Wyatt?
No, that was Basically. Conan. That was Conan.
My bad.
But anyways, yeah, Viva La Raza, tossing salad and peeling potatoes, fucking Conan. But, yeah, he was great. All right, Ashley, any comments, any last things you want us to talk about? WWE, AEW, what do you want us to do in the future?
Just pull up, you know, we're going to have a busy week. And pull up too.
Yeah.
What's your name? What's I know
Ashley.
It's Soul Fam.
Ashley. Yeah, she's a friend of mine.
Everybody pull up on Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
You should join us, Ashley, on YouTube, on StreamYard, or YardStream, StreamYard.
Yeah, the main days is Tuesday and Friday, 10 p.m. Central.
Yep. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9% Central, 7% Western, Hawaii, fucking Mike.
You got other social media platforms, right? Just, you know, send her the information, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll send her a link or something. Yeah, you should join us. It's cool to have a woman's opinion on wrestling.
Yeah, I got stuff in the works, too. Just wait and see. I got stuff in the works.
Well,
like I said.
When are you going to come out with that Goodfellas theme thingamajig you were talking about with me yesterday, the other day?
Well, here's the thing, like, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna have to wait for a little while, but I got other stuff in the works. And plus, you know, shouts go out to Wolf, like, he does t-shirts. So I'm going to see what he's talking about when it comes to the t-shirts. Like, I got the ball rolling, but you also got to remember, like I said, it is only me. You know what I'm saying? So things is going to take some time, but it's going to happen.
Hey, Ashley, before you go, I got an autographed sweaty t-shirt of Hook. You want it?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, you guys take care. I'll talk to you guys in the future. I can only really drop in on Fridays because I don't know what it is, a streamer. It kills my internet on my phone. I have to have, like, Wi-Fi. Huh. It's something with the bandwidth or something on that channel. So, but I'll definitely join in on Friday. But you guys, thanks for calling in. All right, take care. All right, I want to thank Julian, Ashley, Sam, and Chris for chiming in. This has been Nate for Inside Wrestling. We'll see what happens with Dynamite this Wednesday, 200 episode. Should be pretty good. Doesn't look that great, but, you know, they always put on a good show, so we'll see what happens. Like I said, I just have that little extra edge for Collision over Dynamite, just the feel. I don't know. It just has that. It's got that little extra oomph that I like. So, but anyways. Take care, everyone. This is Nate for Inside Wrestling. So I'm very good. Bye.